Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. I'm Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. And here's where we talk with people helping struggling teens and young adults from around the country. All the interviews in this series can be found at strugglingteens.com. Today is April 15th, 2016, and we're going to talk about participation trophy generation. Now, I have two guests here. One is Destin Tibbetts. He's the president and co-founder of Interchange. Well, welcome. Good afternoon, Destin.
Thank you, Lon. It's good to be with you again.
And the other is Jessica Breton. She's OPI's executive director, and we'll talk about this a little bit later on, but OPI was just joined and merged with Interchange in the last few months. Well, good to have you here too, Jessica.
Thanks, Lon. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're going to talk about participation trophy generation, and the exact title is Reversing the Entitlement of Participation Trophy Young Adults. So, Jessica, what do you mean by participation trophy? What's the phenomenon that that seems to be happening among the younger set? And a little basics is that, well, everybody gets a trophy for showing up, and it seems to be a little bit of an egalitarian, as not let anybody feel like they're better than somebody else seems to be part of it. Talk about what that is as you see it and the problems.
Sure. I mean, I think you explained it well, and it's this phenomenon where kids are getting rewarded just by simply showing up, not necessarily on merit or their skill set. And, you know, the intention behind it, of course, was good and wanting to be fair and not have anyone feel inferior or left out. And unfortunately, at times that does tend to backfire, where it's creating this generation where these kids have these inflated senses of self-esteem and false sense of self-esteem, not necessarily based on actual mastery of anything, whether that's school or sports or whatever that may be. So that's really what we're seeing happening, and it follows them into young adulthood.
So it's something like they're the fastest, say it's a track team, the fastest runner and the slowest runner in track meets or things still get the same participation trophy, right?
Correct.
Okay, so that creates some problems. What problems do you see? How is it you work with young adults there at OPI? So what problems are you seeing that seems to relate back to that in that participation trophy mentality?
Well, we're seeing young adults who are somewhat unmotivated. They're not necessarily equipped with the skill set or work ethic that's necessary in life, in the real world. We see young adults who are going to try to attempt colleges, and simply showing up in college is not good enough. You have to put in work. You have to have skill sets and push yourself and try to be the best to get those grades and to pass the classes. And these young adults are really struggling with that process. And unfortunately, they haven't learned how to deal properly with the idea, you know, adversity or when things are not handed to them, and so they struggle with that as well. And we see a lot of these young adults sort of stuck when it's time to leave the comforts of middle and high school and get out into the real world.
So they're stuck someplace back in their childhood when they should have learned something, but they didn't because they wanted to treat everybody equally in the sports. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what does it take? And maybe sort of keep in mind, parents might be listening that has a young adult that's not doing well, bombed out of college or what have you. And what do these children or young adults need? And what are you giving them that helps them get out of this participation trophy, not a stigma exactly, but this mentality that they're great when they really aren't?
Yeah, I think what our objective is to really help them explore something that they're passionate about and then build that sense of mastery and competence that they didn't necessarily do at that younger age. So that can be related to school, volunteering, extracurricular activities, if they're musically inclined, if they're passionate about arts or dance. And we want to give them a skill set in terms of how can you be successful and grow within that specific area, and also an overall sense of that mastery of something that's theirs that allows them to wake up in the morning feeling excited to do that thing that they're passionate about and create that life worth living. So that's really what we're trying to help them do, is go back a little bit and do some of those steps and provide some of those skills and they didn't do at a younger age, not necessarily intentionally, but just based on circumstance, and help them kind of get back to that place.
So they come there with a habit of thinking, and they I imagine you get some resistance from some of them. Maybe dig it in, and nah, I don't want to. That's too much work, or that's too hard, or yada yada yada. Do you find some of that?
Oh yeah, I heard that one before.
So what do you do?
That's a common one.
Yeah. So what do you do? How do you handle that?
I think that's where that idea of passion comes. It's got to be something that is meaningful to them. So we'll start with just exploring and finding what that thing is. So a lot of them come to us not having a clue. And so we will help them find something that they can enjoy. It's generally quite different than they had thought it was going to be, or that their families or parents had thought it was going to be. And focus on that first. That creates some internal motivation, and then really small series of successes. And they start creating this sense of self and this excitement over these small gradual steps and successes that hopefully eventually lead to a much bigger success for them.
So you're giving them some positive feedback. If they have a small success, you give them some positive feedback, and that's very important. Got a question. What happens if their passion is video games?
I know that's a bit of a trick question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I think that it depends on the person. I think for some people, if that's their passion and they're able to balance it in their life to still function, and they're not isolating and they're not avoiding life because of technology or video gaming, then why not have that be their passion? The problem comes when it then becomes a tool. Whether it's because of social anxiety or whatever it may be, where they are isolating and avoiding the things that are necessary to be able to be a well-functioning young adult in the world.
Yeah, that's sort of what I was thinking about in that question. Well, so that's your dealing. That's OPI. Let's get a little bit more globally and get Dustin involved in this conversation. Talk about the mission of Interchange. You're the president of that and a co-founder and do a lot of clinical work still, but what's the mission of Interchange, and how does OPI, because having just emerged with you, how does OPI fit into that global mission?
That's a great question. We like to say, in summary, that our overarching mission is to heal generations, and the millennials, the participation trophy generation, is no different, and we just saw something in OPI that I think other people have seen before, which was just excellent service and excellent clinical offerings for their young adults, and we wanted to partner with them.
Now, you've generally the other programs, and I've always understood you as primarily working with females, but bringing in OPI, you're going to have some males involved. Is that a different, or it just happened to be that way?
That's a good point. We actually got into working with boys as well when we partnered with Oakley a couple of years ago. That was the first time that we expanded to working with young girls. But you're right, with the addition of Vive last year, we worked with young kids all the way up to young adults, and we included boys and girls. And so OPI is actually the third program that has co-ed facilities.
Okay, so you're expanding your mission. It was with primarily girls, and now you're expanding it, including both sexes.
That's correct. Yep.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting. Could you explain a little bit more what you mean by the phrase healing generations?
Sure. I think a lot of us have experienced it where a child is lost either to video games or drugs or even heaven forbid, takes their own life, and we lose an entire generation after that. I think that's the largest tragedy. Mm-hmm. And so our idea is if we can engage young people and their families in a systemic way, focused on, you know, great clinical outcomes, being very relational instead of behavioral, and using experiential principles, if we can do it in those four ways, we believe that we can create lasting change, and they can get better, and we can reclaim those generations. So thereby healing them, and it just perpetuates. And that's what Jessica and her team are doing out mm-hmm. there in California.
Okay, Jessica, could you talk a little bit about OPI itself? You work with young adults, and I've visited the program a couple times, and working with failure to launch type kids, and all or most of them are going to college. And so tell a little bit about OPI. It's in Southern California, and tell a little bit about it, and in a minute or something like that, its mission.
Sure. Yeah, young adults, it is co-ed. We have apartment style of living. We're trying to really mimic sort of a real world, real life environment for them. And we are trying to, again, launch them out into the world, whether that's through school, working with our education department and taking classes at community colleges, volunteering or looking for jobs through our career and volunteer department, finding passion and interest and joy, sober fun through our extracurricular activities department. And we offer life coaching, basic independent living skills to help them be able to be more functional and live independently, therapy and psychiatry. And we do have a ROAN program as well to help specifically with borderline personality disorder, utilizing DBT and mindfulness-based approaches. So it's a really integrative, kind of multidisciplinary approach that we're using and gradually trying to get them to become more independent and responsible young adults out in the world.
Okay. Well, we've about ran out of time, but back to Dustin. If somebody wanted to talk to you or to Jessica or find out more about Interchange or OPI and or the programs that Interchange contains, how would they contact you, Dustin?
The best way is probably go to the website, which is www.interchange.com. I'll let Jessica give you contact information for her in just a second. Or they can call 801-794-1220 to get one on the line.
Okay.
Jessica, what's the best way to get you?
You can contact us here at OPI at area code 818-610-3956. You can also look us up on the web, www.optimumperformanceinstitute.com.
All right. Well, very good. Well, this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. Been talking with Dustin Tibbetts, the president and co-founder of Interchange, and one of their constituent programs that just joined with them, Jessica Breton, OPI, which stands for Optimum Performance Institute. She's their executive director. So thank you very much. I found this very, very interesting and didn't have enough time for what I'd like to, the question I'd like to ask. But thank you very much. You guys both have a good day.
Thank you, too.